Recording.
Yep. Test. Okay.
Valkyrie, I'm going to have to scroll all the way down today. What a bummer. There she is. Not that far down. I didn't realize there were so many people beneath her.
Ian went and saw a Fantastic Beast last night. The second one. That was pretty good.
Yeah? You liked it? It was good?
I did. I enjoyed it. Mm. It's not getting great reviews, but I enjoyed it.
Mm. No, Jared gave it a big thumbs down.
Really?
Yep. He said it was too boring. He said that the movie started, they began setting up movie 3, nothing happened for the whole time, and then the movie ended.
Yes, it's a transition film. It says, here's why you should care about Johnny Depp, and here's why you should care about Dumbledore, and they're going to fight in movie 3. That's what that movie says.
It doesn't really draw me in. I mean,
right.
It's like,
yeah, I like Johnny Depp as a crazy weird guy.
Oh, well, then you like Johnny Depp.
That's what I'm anxious about. He hasn't done a good movie in, I don't know,
Wonka. I like all the Pirates movies.
The what movie?
I like the Pirates movies.
You don't like all the Pirates movies. That's simply not true.
Yeah.
All right, I don't think I've seen the last two of them. But
right.
Like the first couple three are really good.
I said he hasn't done a good movie in like 8 years.
Right.
When did Willy Wonka come out?
Willy Wonka was good, but yeah, how long ago?
What about the Alice movies where he plays the Mad Hatter? Those are decent.
That was yes. The second one was okay, but the first one was good. Alice in Wonderland, he was solid. I think that was about 8 years ago.
Mm, you could be right.
More importantly,
I like that movie, though.
Somewhat Ray, but even more so Craig, he was not in Willy Wonka. Stop saying that.
That's true.
Sorry, to me, they're all called Willy Wonka.
They are not. They are two very distinct films. One is the greatest movie of all time. The other one is kind of okay.
I can never remember which one's which, but you were correct. And Charlie and the Chocolate Factory came out in 2005.
Oof.
More than 8 years is quite
correct. What about Through the Looking Glass?
I don't know.
Oh, I just thought maybe you had IMDb up for Johnny Depp.
I did. I did not think that I was going to be questioned about it.
No one told me there was going to be a follow-up. Come on, guys.
What was the actual name of that?
It was called... it was called Alice Through the Looking Glass?
Yeah, there it is. That was... That can't be right.
2016.
Yeah, that can't be right.
That movie was decent.
That was longer... That can't be right.
No. Alice in Wonderland was very old. Through the Looking Glass was not that long ago. 2016 seems really recent, but...
It does.
It also wasn't that good.
I liked it.
Wasn't as... I did too.
But it wasn't great, no, but it was good.
Another movie that he was in that I enjoyed was Black Mass. A lot of people did not enjoy that movie, but I thought he was fantastic in
that movie. Wow, I forgot. He was in Tusk.
I didn't know. His daughter was in Tusk, wasn't she?
He was also in Tusk. He was the reporter, Guy Lapointe.
Right. Well, I mean that explains it more for me. Didn't that movie star Art?
No, yes, he shows up as the same character in Yoga Hosers. That stars his daughter.
Oh, that's the movie with one of his kids.
Yes. His daughter's pretty hot.
Does he have more than one?
I don't know.
Cuz he has one that's somewhere in the 18 to 20 range now. Maybe 17 to 20 range. She's smoking.
She had to be that old
she fancies Yoga herself Hosers a model of some variety.
Yoga Hosers is 2 years old, so she was probably 17, 18 then, so.
Mm. Right, it started her and superhero Smith.
Smith's daughter.
Harley Quinn Smith.
Yes, it did star Harley Quinn Smith.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland was in 2010, and that's what
Lily Rose, that's her name.
Yeah, she is very attractive.
She was born in 99. So what does that make her, 19?
Most likely.
Her mother is French singing sensation Vanessa Paradis.
Mm.
We should open this up. We're never going to get done. And I got to edit this super quick.
Yeah, Cookie Monster's getting all upset. Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, I don't know who was first, but it was North Carolina for the win.
It was clearly someone from North Carolina. they can't make barbecue like Texas, but they can join this chat quick.
I don't know why you got to dig on them so fast. That was...
Open the door and get on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Sorry.
Boom, boom, akalakalaka, boom. Boom, boom, akalaka, boom, boom.
Oh, that was a good song.
What a ridiculous video. Let's put a bunch of cave women in bikinis and watch them dance. True Believers, welcome to the 168th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, the world's greatest and most awesomest podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest. Why? Because I don't think there's any more.
So, I don't know. It's up there even if there is.
Yeah. I'm the Wooly One. You can call me Craig. We've got KS72. That's Ray.
Hello.
Sneaky B15. That's Ian.
Kapow!
All right. A big kidney punch or something from afar.
It usually is a kidney punch.
Happy Turkey Day to everyone in the U.S. If you're in a different country, pick a different day.
Oh, okay.
Is Canadian Thanksgiving's like last week or 2 weeks ago or some such, right?
No, I actually forgot this was recorded because I was like, why is Craig saying that? Is someone going to listen to this 2 days in the future? And I was like, yeah, probably. That is exactly when they're going to listen to this.
You know, on Thursday.
Yeah, you're right.
All
right,
so this is actually, they're going to be watching football and eating food. What are you kidding?
Who watches football on Thanksgiving?
Everyone in the world.
National Dog Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Shut up, creep. There's, you know, two things for Thanksgiving. One, pretending that I like people's turkey, because I never do. And two, it is about watching, you know, the Lions.
The National Dog Show.
And then watching the Cowboys. And then watching whatever rando third game they've been giving me the last couple of years. This week, it's I think it's the Saints.
Oh, man. They're on fire.
Oh, man. They're scoring, like, all the points.
It's just man. Like Monday night. That was a heartbreaker.
No, it wasn't because, you know, Chiefs loss is always good.
It is. I had a fantasy situation that went down very similarly. Mm. It went down almost identically to the game. I went into that game with a 51-point lead. My opponent scored 54 points. It hurt me. And it was my brother. It extra hurt.
Oh. In, you know, slightly, you know, interesting football news, I saw a stat today that told me that the Bucks had more yards this week than the Rams did.
Yes.
In their game. The Bucks scored 3 points.
I did see that as well.
The Rams scored 45.
Speaking of people who are horrible at football and hurt my soul when I was watching them, what was that Steelers game all about? Come on now.
Let me tell you, that was like three.
Ben was on vacation for 3 quarters, and then he's like, yeah. Oh, football, I guess.
That was 3.5 quarters of him not knowing which way was up. And then in the last, like, what, 6 minutes or whatever, he went,
yeah.
Oh, I know how to play this game.
He looked up and went, oh, we're not as far behind as I thought. I can squeeze I can squeeze 20 quick points in.
I can beat Jake Jordals.
Oh, Jake Jordals. I'm glad he wasn't Blake Bortles like last year. Jordals is much easier
totally
to defeat.
Jake Jordals. Jake Jordals.
Yeah, he's turned into Donkey Doug this year.
Pillboy. All right, so this is the week of the 21st through the 28th of 2018. Donkey Doug. I love Donkey Doug. If you don't know who Donkey Doug is, you should watch more television.
Yeah.
Today, actually, you know, tomorrow, Wednesday, the Blue Mystique, Thursday, Red Hulk, Friday, Blue Falcon, Saturday, Blue Psylocke, Sunday, Green Beast, Monday, Black Bullseye, Tuesday, Red Cap, Wednesday, Green Sentry. And your 5-day 4-star career of the Titans. The 14th, Ian, I don't think you had tried Peggy yet. Did that go for you?
Oh, total success.
Sweet.
Nice.
I was able to you know, make some quick adjustments to her statistics, which was probably unnecessary, but it did anyway, based on the advice of our loyal listeners. And I was able to punch my way to victory. My 5 yellow kept her yellow costs high enough that she was not effective.
Yeah. Next was yesterday was Carol. Have you tried that one yet?
I haven't, but I'm equally optimistic. Unless she's fighting someone who has the ability to, I don't know, negate her in some way, I am really optimistic. I'm waiting.
I just made some black, you know, yeah. Got the tile out.
Yeah.
Got enough yellow to fire it off, you know, end of fight.
Yeah, really, I can't imagine needing much more than that. That's what I'm expecting as well, is what I'm trying to say. I figure I could save that, sit on that fight for like the next day or two, because I'll be, you know, busy hosting Thanksgiving and I'll want to get my puzzle quest in as quickly as possible so I can just sneak in, win that fight, and then like call it a day, go back to watching the dog show.
Okay. Yeah, dog show. She's going up against Iron Man, five-star Iron Man, so the only way that he can really negate stuff is if, you know, he does enough damage to negate her entirely. But I have heard stories of people losing against him, so you might have to pay attention, but my fight was easy.
Dog show!
yeah, I can dog imagine show. That if he... You said five-star Iron Man?
Correct.
Right, so he's got the...
He could bring all of his clones.
Doesn't Veronica... cause a bunch of blue to turn into red to shake the board to oblivion?
I don't know, because I got enough black and yellow that I didn't actually see any of his powers go off.
Mm.
But
yeah, but don't you have to deny yellow so he doesn't summon all of his goons to take all the damage for him?
That's only the Civil War one. That's not the one you get to own, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, his yellow offers some protection.
I don't use
his,
Iron Man.
But his, when he's the boss in... the Civil War matchup, they all have that ability of We Are Legion, and they all jump in front of one another and absorb portions of your damage and make it right. Super frustrating. This one just negates a little bit of damage. I feel strongly about Carol.
House Party Protocol,
forward.
That's what it's called.
Yep.
Creates 3/3 turn yellow countdown tiles that deal damage. If Iron Man takes damage, remove the tile and prevent the damage.
Word.
There you go. I don't know. I just didn't let him yellow because, you know, it was Carol, so I was making the yellow anyway. I'm moving on.
Yep.
The 24th will be Professor X.
Hmm.
We'll talk about him later.
Will we? Okay.
Well, sure. He was last week's fight.
Hey, sure. Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Oh, he's fighting Elektra. Whatever.
Yeah. Just go invisible and win. You're fine.
Doesn't she have something to circumvent his invisibility?
No.
What? She's got Ballet of Death. She's got Shadow Step. What's her third power?
Can the Ballet of Death?
No, that's not OAV.
Can the... Oh, I thought maybe it could get around invisibility. Also, I feel like her double cross, when you spend your time making fancy strike tiles, she can double cross them and slow you down a little bit. Like, she won't win. Let's not go crazy.
Just go invisible, and then every match you make will boost up the tiles that she gives you from double cross, and you'll win real quick.
Yep, okay. Seems like a plan.
Yeah,
invisibility.
Just get some purple and win. Storyland, we got Honor Among Thieves is running. That'll get you 3 Switch, a Blue Bishop, 30 CP, top 50 folks get Nebula, and then 51 to 400 is Colossus. Enemy of the State is next. That will get you Colossus and Nebula in progression. And placement is, what do we got? Rocket and Groot and the ever so greatest character of all time, Dazzler. There you go. I really wish they put Dazzler in progression, because that would be even better. Oh, apparently it's a gajillion day event. I'm sorry.
It is a 7-day event.
So you get way too many Colossus and things, and still not enough Dazzler.
Twice as much Nebula.
Yeah, I'm good with the Nebula.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I don't have her champed yet, do I?
Who cares? It's not Dazzler.
Me.
Do you have Dazzler champed?
Yeah. I don't care as much. I got her champed. Now I need the others champed.
Yep. Uh-huh.
PvP land, Checkmate, which is Bishop's event, is running now. That'll get you a She-Hulk, a Bishop, 15 CP, Gwenpool, and Thanos. That's between seasons, so the ever-so-not-popular Nefarious Foes is going with Thanos, Gwenpool's rewards, and then Cho and Cyclops for placement. Superhero Showdown land. Last week, we had Firebird versus Professor X.
Yeah. If there was ever a landslide.
Yeah, Firebird! Woo!
Strangely enough, all the votes were for Professor X. So, yeah, pretty much Professor X tears Firebird a new one with mental domination.
Sure.
Your slight and precognition did not serve you for the day.
And if you think you're going to win, he's just going to fake his death, and then what are you going to do?
I don't
know. All right, so this week.
Cause it.
In the Triska Decagon.
Yes.
In corner number 4, we have Vermin. And in corner number 11, we have Cottonmouth. Ian, I'm sorry, who wants to go first? Were you ready to go first? I don't know.
I don't know. I'll go first.
All right. Talk about Cottonmouth.
All right. Now, I feel like already my opponent is working an uphill battle because nature. So I, and now that I've learned that I have, you know, can match your superhuman strength and am reasonably durable. It really depends. I don't know exactly what Cottonmouth I'm being gifted here. If I'm just getting Cornell Cottonmouth Stokes, things aren't looking that great.
No.
If I'm getting the comic book one that is super strong and can use his filed down fangs to pierce Luke Cage's skin and also has a working knowledge of most poisons, then I would say that...
This is Quincy McIver.
Oh, okay.
What? Really? It's not Cornell?
No, it's Quincy McIver.
Well, then I have no idea. Who am I even fighting? Who's
right?
Quincy?
I don't even know what's happening.
Cottonmouth.
I feel like if I can bring this... Yeah, I'm going on Cottonmouth. I didn't know that this was... I was dealing with yet another Cottonmouth. How many Marvel Cottonmouths are there?
Isn't that Bushmaster? That's not Cottonmouth.
Hello?
I should have put in Cottonmouth 1985.
Uh-oh.
So, until just now, I was pretty confident that if I could get this into hand-to-hand...
Oh, there's people again.
Hey, I'm back.
Were you guys missing?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know Ray was missing. I had nothing.
Oh, I was talking to myself then. I win!
The Cottonmouth that I have, his name is Quincy McIver. He's a member of the Serpent Society from Captain America number 310.
I don't understand. Quincy McIver shows up as Bushmaster, not Cottonmouth.
Hey, maybe he changed his name in some year after 1985.
Well, that's not what Ian ruled. Now, was
right.
it?
Ian ruled 1985, Quincy McIver.
The Bushmaster that also menaces Luke Cage?
Is that the same guy?
I don't know. So what happens when you bust out... Yeah. Centuries-old source material that neither of the two participants have access to.
Hold on.
I think I can beat... I think the Cottonmouth that I researched can beat Vermin if I can get it to hand-to-hand.
I don't know. I don't know
Do
what
you have
your...
any sort of... Go ahead, Ray. You may now take over.
Okay. I don't know what your physical prowess is, but I mean, his... So what I have is Vermin, Senor Edward Whelan, and he has superhuman strength, peak... human speed, peak human stamina, superhuman durability, superhuman agility, and 1-inch long claws. So he's got a distinct physical advantage at first, but again, it really depends on what Cottonmouth I'm going against. Because if Cottonmouth has durable skin, you know, up near where Luke Cage is, then, I mean, seriously, I got nothing. I'm not going to be able to use the claws.
I found a thing on the interwebs. It says that the Cottonmouth Burchell Clemens has used Quincy McIver's name as an alias several times, which resulted in confusion as to whom actually is Quincy McIver, which they claim is actually Bushmaster. However, in the comic lexicon here of 1985, he goes by Cottonmouth, and he bites things. End of list. There's no cybernetic arms.
Okay, so it's not Bushmaster, it's Cottonmouth as Ian read him and understood him to be. So my problem is, you know, I've joined up with, like, the Hood in order to take on Doctor Doom. I've joined up against him to go against the Avengers. But, I mean, if you're talking about Cottonmouth, he's, you know, he stood toe-to-toe with Luke Cage. So I'm going to have some problems going up with somebody who has skin that I can't penetrate. Because really what I got is razor sharp teeth and claws. So I think overall, maybe, you know, I've got the dexterity and the combat prowess. I think the physical ability Vermin has got covered. But in the end, you know, it's going to be a long drawn out fight where I just can't do anything. I don't know. I know I'm not arguing my own case, but... Apart from, like, calling for help from his cohorts, I don't know what Vermin has going for him. He's kind of a beeline character. He's a rat man. I mean...
I was going to say, Cottonmouth, I feel like we're pretty evenly matched.
It would be a heck of a fight on Netflix. But I'm trying to find some super secret way of taking down Cottonmouth, and I just... again, if it's Cottonmouth... as represented in Luke Cage on Netflix, you're going down and there's nothing you can do. Like, the vermin is going to just rip you to shreds because right. Cottonmouth got killed with a mic stand. It's just not going to happen. But if it's Cottonmouth from the comics, I don't see it happening.
All right. Well, let's get some votes in and we'll see who the people believe.
Yeah. Come up with a scenario. Tell me how the vermin wins.
In news, hey, they are adding, what do you call it? Cosmetics to the game.
Yeah, explain this to me.
So costumes are coming. So starting on November 26th, you can get some costumes for some of your characters. So Deadpool can be reskinned as Lady Deadpool. Kamala Khan can get a costume that makes her look less weird. And Luke Cage can get a t-shirt on it that says Tender But Tough. So you will acquire these, I think, by renewing or joining VIP, if I remember right what I saw. If you become a VIP between November 26th and January 3rd, or renew an existing VIP, you will get the Lady Deadpool costume.
Wait, what? I'm lost.
So the in-game art.
Yes.
Instead of Deadpool, instead of It's Me Deadpool looking like It's Me Deadpool.
Right.
You will get a skin of a lady looking Deadpool.
That's not Gwenpool?
Correct. No. Check the Discord there.
Okay.
Yep. It's Lady Deadpool.
Okay. What does that do for me?
Nothing.
Oh.
It's just cosmetic. The Kamala Khan one will be available in a Heroes for Hire bundle running from the 26th to the 2nd. And the Luke Cage one will be available in the Tender But Tough Vault until November 29th. There you go.
Yeah. That's all right.
These are just purely cosmetic ways of changing what your character looks like. It does no other values. But some people like to have alternate costumes and things in games. So I'm down for anything that people want to buy and give money to the devs to keep the game running. Knock yourself out.
I mean, I feel like people are going to be compelled to do VIP anyway. Sweeten the pot a little bit. Sure, why not? This won't give them some sort of advantage over me other than all the good stuff they already get with VIP.
The power of costumes compels you?
Right.
All right. There you go. Costumes. More coming in the future. 166 notes. Ian, are you sitting down?
I am, but I'm distracted. Let me refocus.
Okay.
I'm sitting down.
All right. Are you ready for this week's clue?
Oh, I'm never ready for this week's clue. Go for it.
This week's clue is a bad influence, which, as we all know, who is the biggest jagoff in the Marvel Universe besides Mr. Fantastic?
Oh, there's so many.
Nope, it's always Deadpool? His good friend Namor.
That's not. Cyclops?
No, he's just a complete piece of garbage. Namor is a big douche. So he's a bad influence. So it's clearly the Prince of Atlantis, Namor himself.
I don't know. I got nothing. They've been putting in a few X-Force people, and every single one of them is a bad influence. So whatever.
I don't know.
We've got the Christmas Deadpool movies, coming, right?
Are there any villain mentalists in Marvel?
I'm sure there are.
Do you know of any?
Not right now.
What was the guy who used to always brainwash Jean Grey?
Mr. Sinister?
He was a member of the Hellfire Club.
Mmm.
Ah, crap bags.
I don't know. Was there a Black King to go along with our White Queen?
No, the Black King is, absorbs energy.
Mmm.
Oh, Hellfire Club.
Let's listen to Craig type.
Yeah. Why can't I think of this guy's name?
Let me pull up the script for this show so I can fill air in the meantime. Hey, Ray, were there any other release notes in 166?
There definitely were. There were a couple things that changed.
Oh, okay.
One update that is cool. Players will no longer be presented with an erroneous button to claim +3 for friends on tokens and comics that cannot be shared. So that's good.
Jason Wingard, Mastermind.
The kid from the X2 movie?
Was that Jason Wingard?
I don't know. It was villain's son who was named Jason. And he just sat there in his chair and...
No, this is the guy who's got like the sweet mutton chops and the mustache. He was always trying to like get Jean to be his wife.
Maybe.
I don't know who you're talking about. I mean, don't get me wrong. You don't have to explain. I've pulled up a picture and I still don't know who you're talking about.
Right.
No idea who this person is.
Okay.
But hey, the other change, I'm going to mention it because I was reading the other one. Hey, Bishop's character art no longer obscures the three bottom left tiles when moved to the front. That's good.
That's good.
That would really not be good. Obviously, I have not played Bishop, so I didn't notice this, but...
It says it's a PC issue, so wouldn't have affected you.
Okay.
That's exactly who I was thinking when you said Hellfire Club.
Jason
I just looked at a picture just now. Yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking of. I thought he was... I didn't know who he was. I've never investigated it. I always just thought he was the Black
King.
Yeah,
he is not Sebastian Shaw.
Mm. Hey, absolutely. Now that I see the sweet, sweet hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that guy. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I'm betting on Mastermind.
All right. That's all the news I got. I don't know. The weather here was terrible last week.
This is true. And we do have news from Pirandiac.
No.
Local news number one. We got a little snow. He says we have no snow in Tallahassee. But it did get down to 33 last night, and that was unacceptable.
I think it's going to like 12 here or something like that tonight.
Yeah, I doubt night, that. That seems unlikely. But 33 we've seen during the day up here, so a little different than in Florida. Local news number two, Family Entertainment Center to open at the Nittany Mall. You're getting an anchor store.
Wait, what's
is
opening
that a
there?
Store?
I don't know. Family Entertainment Center is going to be opening.
That's what it's called?
I guess.
What's a fam? What is it?
I don't know. That's all I have.
I will bet you money that all it can do is sell me pop.
There's no way. That would be amazing.
I have no idea what it is. I have no information other than what Pirandiac provided, which is what I read. So
yeah, I don't know what that is.
There's supposed to be some sort of family entertainment center.
There's no way. It looks so unbelievably dope. If it's a real thing.
Something about water slides, bounce houses, obstacle courses.
God, it looks amazing.
In this mall? No chance.
No way. I'm so nervous. What? How is this?
The only thing that's in our mall is the senior center. They're not going to go
maybe,
there.
Maybe Family Entertainment Center isn't a brand. Maybe it's just a generic name for, you know, one of those arcades that has like an indoor playground and some games that spit out tickets.
But I think we have one of those that nobody goes to. Like that bad pizza place that was over by Dickie's that pretends to be Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, that place. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Some kind of jungle gyms or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Craig, finish the news. We're too far off.
We're done with news. I'm all out. All of the news.
All right. Let's
Move on.
Yeah, Randy needs to go on vacation.
On It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Valkyrie rests for the troops.
Okay.
That was pretty funny. Valkyrie. I hear good things about this character. Red, black, and yellow are her three favorite colors. She's got Dragon Fang Fury. Costs 11 red.
That's like a Street Fighter move. Dragon Fang Fury!
Kind of. Right. So she lands three separate attacks for some amount of damage and continues her attack even if she downs the original target. It goes all the way up to five consecutive attacks. And each attack deals 842 damage. She's a bounty hunter. It's black, it costs zero because it's passive. At the start of the turn, she creates a five-turn black countdown tile targeting a random enemy. If that enemy is downed or takes 1751 damage before it expires, remove it to gain 3 AP in your strongest color and destroy 2 AP in the enemy's strongest color. That's great! It gets better by... them needing to take less damage, destroying more AP in their strongest color, and you gaining more AP. So all that goes up as it goes up. The best defense, it's also passive. It is yellow. Whenever an ally takes at least 633 damage, she creates two yellow strike tiles, strength 53, and... deals 172 damage if the enemy has less than AP, if less than 8 AP in a color. That's fantastic. doesn't seem practical, but it's still fantastic. 553? Do I have her? Let me look at my infographic. Uh-oh. We have a controversy.
What is that?
Craig is at 553 and you're at 535. Craig has never spec'd a character correctly to date. So it means either I'm wrong, which is the most likely scenario, or today is a landmark day on the show.
Well, apparently the interweb thinks it should be 355.
They do love passives. And 11 red is expensive. But,
yeah, you gotta be able to find somebody else to use that red.
Yeah.
Thor.
The mountain?
I have no idea why I have her at 535. It doesn't make any sense for me whatsoever. I never use her red.
Right. right. You seem to like the bounty hunter ability.
Maybe I did that when it was her crash time. Has she been in the crash? Is that possible?
It's possible.
But yeah, I have no idea why I would expect her that way. Yeah, the bounty hunter is the skill that I want to use all the time. So
sure, does lots of things. And it seems the most fun.
So yeah, what I used her with is with America and Thor in order to give Thor his AP that he needs to crush everyone. I don't use her for damage. I use her for bounty hunter power to build up AP for my team. So my spec makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay.
Now, granted, I haven't used her for a little bit because I've been throwing in main event in order to get the extra board shake and critical tiles. So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, then, there you have it.
And Samurai did confirm. She had her crash about 6 weeks ago. I probably just haven't spec'd her or used her since.
Okay.
And I completely agree with what Grinch said. In five-star land, she's better unboosted and at lower levels because her bounty hunter ability goes off quicker.
All right, it scales incorrectly.
Well, it scales correctly if you're using her for damage because her damage goes up as well.
Right.
But if you're using her to boost your fives, yeah, you want her bounty hunter to go off quick.
Yeah.
So you need those numbers to be low.
Yeah, the power should scale in reverse. It should start out really bad and then get better as you go up the level. All right, moving on. Yep. Willie, what you got in the mailbags?
Oh, God, it's me. Mailbag. In the mailbag, from Reddit, BBF2 said that when Craig said that Bishop would probably have about 50,000 hit points, and then Ray and Ian scoffed and said that's impossible, I think both sides were correct. Ray and Ian were thinking about the 4-star's true base amount of hit points when you use them unboosted, like in a shield simulator or whatever. I'm assuming Craig never uses 4-stars unless he has them champed, and they are boosted that week. So that's probably what he was thinking about, and in that case, a champed boosted 4-star would indeed be around the ballpark of 50,000 hit points.
Yeah, I don't ever really generally use 4-stars unless, you know, they're required for some event and they're boosted in some way. Right. So when I see those characters, they have a lot of hit points.
Sure. I thought that was a very good observation. It satisfies both arguments, so
there you go. That's it. I feel like longtime friend of the show, UNC Samurai, said that even boosted and champed and boosted, Hulk only has 37,000 hit points.
Well, I do know that there's more in listener comments. So Parandiak responded and said that it makes complete sense that Craig only uses 4-stars when they're boosted. And I snorted loudly at work when I read your comment. One of my employees gave me a WTF look. They play MPQ, but don't listen to the podcast because they are heathens.
Yeah, why did you pick that dude? You should fire that sucker or something.
Lufishness also responded and said, I think 50K is still a bit high. And BBF2 then responded in addition and said, not if they have enough champ levels. Boosted fours in the current Storm PvP right now. Sandman at level 426 boosted with all of his champ levels has 54,000 health. Now, Sandman does have a ton of health.
Sure, but nope, it's totally reasonable. As soon as I gave Craig counter sass, Brigby came on and said that UNC Samurai is a dirty liar and to stop listening to him.
Wow, well, there you go.
I said, all right.
I don't think that's quite what he said, but...
I was paraphrasing.
Okay. Moving onward, Perundiak's post, actually, he said, Superhero Showdown, Firebird versus Professor X. The professor wins just by mind-controlling Firebird and rewriting their brain like he did with Teen Gene. Well, I think that summarizes all the comments that I saw.
Yeah, I mean, his Professor X, what are you gonna do?
Also, Bishop is going to wreck house by stunning everyone for 4 turns. Did they playtest him? Red, blue, yellow? Are there too many of these? Yes, but his iconic colors. So he should have been a pink character. Okay, dropping the snark, but seriously, he is the Adriana Lima level stunner. I don't know if you know who Adriana Lima is, but...
I have no idea.
She was a Victoria's Secret model for, like, long time. 2 decades?
All right.
Long time.
Okay.
That level of stunner.
All right.
He also said Cable pulled one green and one yellow already, paired with Gamorpha and 4-star Rocket Groot. Cable's node was a walk in the park. His green at level 1 does 6,000 damage, so he isn't amazing yet, but I can see him going places. Stinkbomb, I don't know, maybe you can help me out with this on the second part, but first he said, I just saw Overlord last night, and it was fantastic. There's no campy, predictable garbage. It was a Wolfenstein movie without carrying the label. Good gracious, man. It was a strong, standalone movie.
Hmm.
He then said, in big, bold letters, Gardner Minshew is Uncle Rico's dream come true. Does anybody get that? I don't know what that means.
Gardner Minshew is the quarterback with the fancy mustache.
Okay.
What's going on now?
We talked about him last week.
I don't know. I think it's a Napoleon Dynamite reference. He said Napoleon Dynamite in parentheses. I don't know. I hated that movie.
That movie was terrible.
Yeah. Vote for Pedro.
So I'm moving on then. Alpha Team. Throwback. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas is coming to theaters.
No, thank you.
Yeah? What?
Yeah, how can you say no thank
you? You're a monster. Thing? Get your own show. No one likes you. That is definitely top three best Christmas movies of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to meet Emmett when he was on display at the Smithsonian. It was so exciting. Oh, man, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Do you have any mashed potatoes?
Every year, Wendell cracks me up. I'm going to go home and watch some Emmett Otter right after Thanksgiving.
All right. The last thing I got is D-Wing's wall of text, which I parsed down a little bit. Scott Rogowski delivers lines written for him with enthusiasm and conviction. As an actor, I respect that. As someone who likes to laugh, it disappoints me. I thought that was a fantastic summary because he's very enthusiastic and none of his jokes are good. Or at least on HQ. Also, finally caught up on all the episodes just in time for Craig to not update the script again. Absolutely co-signing on Ray's D-level villain as goon idea. Yeah, we should make that happen. And by we, I mean the devs. Ian, wow, no Good Place points earned for Kirby's wife comment.
That's true, negative 10 points right there. Don't step on a snail.
That's true.
I'm continually disappointed by Craig not singing Clarence Carter part of Strokin' when referencing Peggy. Clarence Carter. Do you get that? I don't.
I do not.
Okay. I kind of feel bad I left it in. Because I don't get it.
We're counting on you, Craig.
You're going to have to provide more information, D-Wing.
Yeah, that's not a thing I recognize.
Also, Craig's absolute confidence in stating information based on knowledge base of zero makes me think that he could be president someday.
That's right, or the anchor of a news program. You don't have to know anything. You just got to read what they type for you.
Given D-Wing's former previous comments on politics, I find that comment even more humorous. And finally, D-Wing said Ian is incorrect. Ray sounded like Dennis Leary when he said, sorry. And I just have to say thank you. That's exactly who I was going for. That's exactly what I was quoting. So,
wow.
I'm surprised he got it, but.
Yeah, good on him. I didn't get it at all.
Yeah, I was a big Dennis Leary fan in the day. I think still am. Not his new stuff so much, but. And the last thing that I have, which I wrote in the.
Doesn't he only do like 4 truck commercials now?
He does.
I thought he just did shows on FX.
Yeah, he's got some show. It's not good. I shouldn't say that. I've never seen it, but his fireman show was amusing, whatever it was called.
Rescue Me?
That was it. Yep.
Yep.
But the last thing that I have is not a listener comment. It's just a note to myself to mention. If you are interested and you go on the YouTube very much, every single episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3 is now available on YouTube. You can go there and search for Puzzle Warriors 3. I think there's a channel. I don't know how to set this stuff up, but I think it's in any case, all the episodes are there. So if you search for Puzzle Warriors 3 in a specific episode, it should be there on YouTube. You can also get it on RSS feed or wherever else you want to listen to your podcast. But I wanted them all up on YouTube because some people have subscribed and, you know, now they can listen to any show that they want to. Except, wow. Of course, for this one, which hopefully I'll have it up tomorrow.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that to my advantage, I feel like. I feel like tomorrow when my son gets home from school and he says, I did a really good job in school. Can I watch some YouTube? I'll be like, you sure can. would you like
there's
to watch
a video, right? It's just like a blank black screen with audio.
Well, it's not a black screen. It has an image that has something to do with the episode.
All right.
A single image for an hour. But
Daddy, this show's boring.
I want to watch some Blippi. You lied to me.
Where's Blaze?
In any case, that is all the mailbag
doesn't live
has.
On YouTube, I don't think.
Thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just,
and we just want to pump
you up. Take it away, Ian.
That was a good clap. That was classic. That was like a throwback clap. All right, let's see what you're up to here, Mr. Infographic. Man, I love the infographic. 3 stars that are boosted. The Daredevil, one of the okayest characters in Marvel Puzzle Quest. He should be doing a little extra damage when he kicks you in the head for putting out special tiles. And if you accidentally match his red, he should be doing a little extra damage. Dr. Doom, if you put in enough effort and actually get his purple to fire, it should do a ton of damage. Also, those attack tiles that he puts out might be a little better because he puts out a good number of them. Ooh, classic Spider-Man. He's boosted. His yellow does a ton of damage. I bet it does even more when he's boosted. Like, way too much. I mean, I don't know. The recently we worked Spider-Man, when they were like, you know what he needs? A nuke. He needs just a huge amount of damage. And I went, all right. He is like a, you know, marquee character for the Marvel franchise. So that seems reasonable.
How does that even work? Like, does he put you in a web, hoist you to the top of a building, and then just let you go? Like,
I think so.
I don't know how Spider-Man causes that much damage, but all right.
Everybody's favorite D-lister, Doreen. She seems boosted.
No way, buddy.
She is wacky in every way. Her shields will do more protection. Her nuts from above will do some more damage. And the squirrels will just keep on winning the day for her. Star-Lord, 3-star Star-Lord, that's a toughie, he does something. That ship that he flies, that starts with M and ends with O, that should do some extra AoE, so that's a plus. I don't know
he
what
does a little bit
two,
of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
You could go with this, or you can go with
that.
You
could go with that.
You could go with this, or you could go with that. Pick your weapon of choice.
I love that video.
Yeah, that was a good video. Where am I? 4-star Ant-Man. I can't rightly say that I remember what he does, because I've never got him championed. I feel like he has a switching back and forth purple ability.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That does something, and then when you do it a second time, it does a truckload of damage. So a truckload of that plus some extra damage.
Yeah, while he's small, he throws out attack tiles, right? Like 3 of them or something. He throws out a little.
Yeah, yes. Quite a few, and they should be nice and big, and then when Pym Particles turns to Grow and you activate Grow, he should punch a hole right through your enemy. Gray Suit. Nope, not Gray Suit. This is Blonde Widow. Mm. Blonde Widow? Oh, no. Does she have any...
Envelade and Defilade.
Yeah, does that do damage?
I don't know.
No one knows what it does. It's French.
I don't feel like it should be affected by her being boosted.
No,
I don't know that, and I know she does some stun, which shouldn't be affected. I know she does some enfilades and defilades, falsilades. Is there a falade for attacking from the rear? I don't know. I'll look
That's
it up
surprise
later.
Surprise falade.
What's that?
That's the surprise falade.
Surprise falade. Man. Oh, no. Elektra. I just can't get away from her. They've been angry at me ever since I mocked her. Her Ballet of Death should do a little bit more. And the size of those strike tiles, if you double cross, they get right up there. The Goddess of Thunder, boosted. So that smite should do a healthy amount of damage. Just make sure to throw out some charge tiles before you use it. And the always recently talked about Valkyrie. You should see her red should do more damage in a series of 5 consecutive attacks. Her other 2 things are passive. They shouldn't have much bearing on anything. And as Ray pointed out, because she's boosted, things get janky with her bounty hunter, so be aware of that if you use her. In the Samurai Suggestion Corner, this week, he suggests that you make gross booze for your Thanksgiving get-together because holidays are stressful. I only say this because every holiday party, my Harrisburg friends also insist on making grog. And I was like, oh, man, I was hoping to drink some wine, and if only it were hot. Yes! Check both boxes. I believe grog is some sort of spiced hot mulled wine that you throw a bunch of other stuff into, and then you drink it. There's some other liquors in there.
I thought grog was rum and water.
I don't know.
What's rum and water then?
Probably grog, but I think people just call this grog because they didn't have a good other word for it.
Grog, rum mixed with water.
Really? That's a drink?
Rum and water? Rum was, you know, hard to get. You diluted it down and sold it to the pirates.
Oh, that kind of, like classic grog.
Yeah, grog.
Oh, okay. No, I think grog now is some sort of mulled wine that you throw some other spirits into to, and then, you know, you throw a bunch of holiday seasoning in it as well, and you serve it at parties. As if booze isn't going to do enough damage of it on its own, now I run the risk of burning my tongue. Or, if you're an old-timey pirate, pour some water into your rum and drink that. So listen to me now and believe me later. Those are all the boosted characters.
So the Royal Navy's grog recipe includes lemon juice, water, rum, and cinnamon.
Okay.
In the Caribbean, it's water, rum, grapefruit juice, and orange juice. Pineapple juice, cinnamon, and honey.
Okay. Thanks, Mystify. Mystify. What is grog? Mystify.
It's time for Ray and Ian's support corner. Ray, do you have to share?
I don't have to, but I can.
Oh, all right. Fine, then. Be that way.
That was an odd question. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Ray.
Sure. This week, any game supports, I'm going to talk about Vibranium Ore, because we talked about another support last week, and we kind of mentioned how good Vibranium is, so this is a support that I do not have and have never really looked at, so let's take a look at it together. Rank 1, Vibranium Ore gives you the supported character's powers deal additional 83 damage to enemies, which goes all the way up to an 866 damage. All right. By the way, this can be Vibranium Ore can be equipped to any character, not just heroes, not just villains, any character. Rank 2 with it. When you make a match 4 or greater, you create a protectile. Starts out at strength 15 and goes all the way up to 154 at max level. All right, protectile. All right. Rank 3, the supported character takes 2% less damage from enemy matches, which goes up to an 11% damage reduction from enemy matches.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. Rank 4, when you make a match in the team's strongest color, you have a 12% chance to gain 1 extra AP of that color. Nice. And that goes up to a 40% chance you gain 2 extra AP of that color. I'm kind of curious when that actually goes up to 2. It's got to be really high because it didn't do it at level 200. So, I don't know. Maybe it's only when it's really close to being maxed out. But extra AP, I like that. Rank 5, start of the turn, there's a 20% chance to fortify a random special friendly tile, which goes up to a 65% chance at max level. So this works on any character. There's no color specific anything. Yeah, put this on anyone, it looks like. I don't have any, there's nothing that that you would work better on one character over another. It gives you stuff in your strongest color. It takes away damage. It gives you damage. Yeah, just put it on somebody you're going to use a lot. Everyone can use Vibranium. I think that's the first one we've come across where it's just that ambiguous. But okay, there you go. Vibranium Ore. Everybody wants one.
It is the ace and carry of supports.
It totally.
So there you go. That's all I got. Ian, do you have something to share?
I do. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Thanks. We're going to take it easy this week on the out-of-game supports and talk about something fun and seasonal. Thanksgiving side dishes. It can't always be about the turkey. What if you're having Craig over? That guy hates your turkey.
It's true.
You gotta have something else to serve. So let's talk about what's going to be available this year around mine and your Thanksgiving table. if you don't have mashed potatoes, you're a bad person. Stuffing also essential. Yams are... I like them, but when they get all candied, that's a little too much for me. If you make your own cranberry sauce, stop. The stuff that comes out of the can is better. And then it's really up to you from there. I know that I will be offering succotash, but I know that that's not super popular.
Is it suffering succotash?
It is not. It is delightful succotash.
All right.
I got lucky, and my father-in-law is also a lima bean enthusiast, so I can always count on that making an appearance on the table. Maybe some rolls. Some rolls would be nice. I'd hate to end the meal without something to you know, get all the gravy and leftovers with.
Like some brown and serves or some of them King's Hawaiian.
Oh, the King's Hawaiian are dope.
Yeah, those are real good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down with the Pillsbury Crescent if you're into that, but the King's Hawaiian are definitely... I think I would prefer the King's Hawaiian for the day after when I'm starting to put together leftovers for third or fourth meal.
They're good for little like ham sandwiches if your family also does ham or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Am I missing anything as far as the world's greatest pie? Support? Oh, there is pie. I forgot about dessert.
The world's greatest pie.
Oh no!
Pumpkin pie. It's pumpkin. Pumpkin pie time of the year.
It is. Pumpkin pie is delicious. Pie. I don't know that it's the world's greatest, but
it's greatest pie. Pumpkin.
That would be awesome. I mean, really, the only way to settle this is we should add some sort of pie segment to the show, so that way we could kind of hatch it out.
Yeah, if only somebody would like talk and compare pies each week.
I feel like that would be the best way to kind of hash things out. We were really get a better understanding. All right. I will put that. If one of these other segments needs to be retooled, we'll consider a pie segment.
Write that down for next year, 2019 pie discussions. And Joe just shut the podcast off. Pumpkin pie. If in a pinch, sweet potato. But really, pumpkin is the only correct answer.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is going to be excellent. And there will be a pumpkin pie and, I believe, a chocolate pudding pie. And I feel like there was a third offering in the pie this year, but I've already forgotten what it is.
It should be apple.
Apple?
It should be, but I don't think that's what Kelly and I are making. Okay. I don't know what. I feel like we'd either... Oh, no, it was a twist. In a weird twist. My mom is making pineapple upside down cake, which isn't a pie and isn't on the list in any way. I just couldn't remember what the third thing was, and now I remember why I blocked it out.
Okay.
Which I definitely didn't block out. I'm really excited about that upside down
cake.
Your
mom's not listening to this show.
In case. Just in case. But we are having these, I put together some appetizers for, because that's what you need at Thanksgiving. You need some pregame snacks. That are mushroom and goat cheese and these little filet dough shells.
Yeah, you should try one, Craig.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
That way, that'll kill Craig. Don't eat that, Craig. I don't got time. I'm too old to make new friends. Please don't die because of dairy. All right. Thanks, Fortify? Yeah, what like, segment are we? Where are we?
I don't
even know what section I'm in. I don't know where I am. I just want to have some dinner now.
Fortify.
Fortify yourself.
We're almost done. Go to OG Style. Let's open some tokens.
Oh
no, hold on.
Is that where we are? Okay.
Yeah, it's brought to you by this guy.
So remind me next time that I shouldn't go drinking before we do the podcast.
Don't go drinking before our podcast.
Always go drinking before the podcast.
I'm leaning toward the latter.
Yeah.
All right, I'm opening tokens. I got two of them.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
I'm going to hit this big gun. And it gets me... Emma Frost. She's not good.
No way, you don't have her champion. You need that.
And the second one is Bombshell Mockingbird. So what does that get? That gets Mockingbird to level 292. Emma is now a 525.
Oh, so close.
Getting there.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, I have one token.
Raimondo.
So I'm going to go the Ian method and poke him in the magical eye.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, it worked.
Bang, this guy.
Got a purple. Come on. Loki shadow play. I am doomed to never own cable. But my Loki, so isn't he? He's the required character for this current PvE, isn't he?
He is. He can stab you with that dagger.
That gets him up to a 3-3-4. And I already put some ISO into him because he's a required character. He's at level 390, so...
See, I kind of like him because when there's, like, a power that's going to fire that I can't get rid of, I just make a match with him and let them kill him, and then I just make that match and bring him right back up again. It's great.
I've never used that.
Oh, yeah, let him die and get the feigned death going, and then you just bring him back.
Hmm. Interesting.
Good times.
All right. Good to know.
He's just like a big damage sponge for, you know, powers that you can't match with.
Yeah, normally I'm actually trying to complete the nodes quickly and not die, so... I normally throw, like, okay, Okoye and Strange at whatever it is, and they just kill everything. But in PvE, at least. But yeah, I might do that just to try it out.
Yeah.
Ian!
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and open a token while you guys are doing that. I'll poke him here right in this handsome little cowlick in the front of his hair. See if ever I get a token. Oh my goodness, it's another 5-star! Woo for Randy and boo for Craig!
I hate you guys.
Hot diggity cable? Dog! Plasma barrage, cable.
Nice.
He doesn't have any hero points. Can't actually recruit him, so.
I have tons.
Okay.
I got 1,700 hero points burning a hole in my pocket. And by that I mean 17,000, because math is hard, and basic counting is just as hard.
I can't remember the last time I was over 1,000.
I can't remember the last time I was under 1,000.
No, I'm always under 1,000.
You should do VIP. You get hero points.
I hear.
I don't want
to. Okay.
You'll get some of that new art.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, I do. I think that's what I'm going to get myself for Christmas.
VIP.
Maybe. That's probably not what I'm going to get myself for Christmas, but I might.
How about some two front teeth?
I would look so weird if I had an extra pair of front teeth. That would be really unflattering.
If you could save them for later.
In case, I would like just like storage teeth, like in case I need them down the road.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to get into a street fight and someone whacks you in the face with a crowbar or something.
It's true.
All right. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
All right, Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, that rounded out my roster. Sorry. I have a nice even number. 160 again. Or for the first time. Counting and math is still hard. It's the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It's got this and many other podcasts on it, covering a variety of subjects from secularism to Marvel Puzzle Quest to 11 podcasts about professional wrestling, all sorts of things. You can find that and every other show, current and discontinued, at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com. Or if you want a direct link to any of the shows, check them out on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com.
Yeah, so Joe and Todd, you know, review movies like once every few weeks. I tried to convince Todd to make Joe watch The Villain, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm.
One of the greatest movies of all
time. I would very much like to hear their review of that, honestly.
Who throws the shoe?
Is this the same...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The same Todd...
Roadrunner versus Coyote.
That you have... accused of working at Cinnabon for like the last 2 years, and you thought you would reach out to him and ask him for a favor? Todd, it's Craig. You know I mock you on the regular. Do something for me.
Yes, that's kind of how that went down. I sent him, you know, a private tweet message, and I was like, hey, you know, you should make Joe watch The Villain. And he knew what movie I was talking about, so I was super excited. You know, it just keeps going faster and faster, and so I kept going faster and faster. God, I love that movie. Freaking Handsome Stranger. It's just great. I gotta dig that out and watch that again. Oh, man, I gotta see if I can get that on Blu-ray or 4K.
You still have it on VHS?
No, I have it on DVD, but, you know, I need to upgrade. Need to upgrade that. All right, anything else for the good of the order?
No, let's make it go away.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. As always, PuzzleWarriors3.com, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, all those places. Vote. Who wins? Vermin versus Cottonmouth. Apparently, pick whichever version of Cottonmouth you like. No one seems to know. If you want to throw us a bone, go to the Amazon banner top of our homepage, buy yourself some stuff for Christmas, and that will let us buy some stuff for Christmas, so that'd be nice. Or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids... I blame the constellation. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Do you know, Craig, which... Now, I'm obviously I did lots of research, and I'm super ready, but do you know which Copperhead I am? There's a lot of options here.
There is?
Yeah.
Copperhead? What are you talking about?
I thought I was Copperhead. Which snake am I?
No, you're Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth. I'm not even looking up the right thing. I could have been any of those vipers in the Viper Squad, but...
Right. Black Mamba?
I should have been Black Mamba. That was one of the best lines of that movie.
Oh,
there's
my
a
God,
lot
it
of good
cracked
lines.
Me up.
There was. I just watched both of them the other night. I watched one, and then whatever station was on had the other one the next night. I stayed up late for both of them. It was
nice. I love that movie.
Man, I love that. Everything was good about it, really. I really, really, really enjoyed it. Even on cable, it was good. I love that.
He taught you the 5-point exploding heart punch technique?
Of course he did. I love that her daughter's favorite bedtime movie is Shogun Assassin. So let me see. Cottonmouth. See.
Pluck out your eye.
Oh, yeah, that was super gross when she snatches Elle's other eye.
man.